Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that accepts Canadian dollars at full value. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
we talk about our favorite parts of songs, the reviews of summer movies keep rolling in, and Shane faces his birthday with the grace and dignity of a Wolverine.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Yes, indeed, episode 74 of The Scope. Coming at you, one away from 75.
What happens then?
The show self-destructs.
Oh, he just likes numbers that are multiples of five.
5, 0, that sort of thing.
I like numbers that are multiples of 1, Shane.
Well, then you love...
All numbers are my friends.
Every
all
episode
integers.
Of The Scope is...
All integers are my
integers.
Friends.
Integers. What's the definition of an integer, Jared?
I don't know the scientific definition. That doesn't have any decimals or whatever.
You
I
fail.
Don't know. It's divisible by 1.
Okay, you fail.
I guess so.
I don't know what it is either. We've got a guest in the studio last minute. You know him as the Scope music critic, Scope music expert. It's Al. He's bringing the excitement. He's bringing the joy. Al.
I cannot tell you what an integer is. I'm just a gym teacher.
He's just a gym teacher. Al's looking a little tan. Did you notice that?
Colorblind.
He's got
remember.
Some... That's right. Adam can't see. He's looking a little grayer than he normally does there, Adam. Have you been out in the sun, Al? What's going on?
I am a gym teacher. Actually, I'm not in the gym.
You're a little gym teacher, short and stout?
Yeah.
You're out there throwing balls at sixth graders' faces, you know, toughening them up?
I did throw balls at kids this week, yeah.
Very nice.
By the way, I believe Thos Quanta will write in with a comment on the definition of an integer.
Yes. I hope so.
That's why I'm
he's not answering it. He's our science guy.
We need that.
I looked it up on Wikipedia already, so...
I'm good. Know what it is.
Yeah. It's a secret, though. Pay attention after the credits. We'll tell you the answer.
Don't do any research on your own. Wait for
that's
us.
That's right. So, Jared, I'm going to tell you something. Once the show is posted, I'll have reached a ripe old age of 30-something.
Yeah.
But before the show is
that's
posted,
funny.
It is funny.
Aren't you, you're turning 27, right?
I am turning 27. Actually, I'm going backwards in age to appeal to the Scope demographic.
That's good. It's a good move.
It
good
is
move.
Very good.
Are we talking about your birthday now?
Well, just briefly, we have to keep the show tight. I'm under... Orders by my wife.
I have a special birthday message for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So you just let me know when you want to hear
it. Okay, I'm just going to say that we've got a big party planned for tonight. I've been working on getting the house ready.
I'm not going, by the way. Thank you for the reminder.
What a shocker. That was on my notes. Will Adam come to the party? I should have put in no.
I'm flying out tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning to go to Seattle, so I have better things to do.
It was nice to you to put... Maybe. He put maybe on the Facebook, but maybe means no. So I totally understand that. He didn't want to make it look
bad. That's
the
nice way of saying no, is just putting maybe down.
Are you joining a grunge band? Is that why you're going out there?
Yes. I'm going back in time, and I'm going to Seattle.
You're also going to start a competing coffee franchise.
Yeah, and computer company. I'm going to prevent Kurt Cobain's murder.
Awesome.
He's starting a tribute band called Pearl Jammin'.
Wow.
Nice. Okay, so I'd like to hear my message, Jared. Please play that.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Scopomaniacs. It's John Norton calling. I basically just want to call to wish Shane a very happy birthday. I know it's his
Thank
birthday
you.
Coming pretty soon. So I hope his and Jared's bellies are nice and stuffed with Brazilian meat.
That's a Twitter reference.
I hope it's your bellies that are stuffed. That's another conversation.
Is he going to sing Marilyn Monroe
but anyway,
happy birthday?
Shane, celebrate your birthday in my own special personal way.
He is.
You know, I'm heading back to L.A. in a number of weeks, and I figured on my way there, I'm going to make a little stop at UC Berkeley, and I'm going to have my own awkward encounter with someone's Asian roommate.
Wow.
Okay. And, hey, I believe it.
I'll be thinking
about Shane the entire time.
Of course you will.
Okay, that's my promise to you on your birthday. All right, keep casting, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
We love him long time.
He means keep scoping, which, by the way, I think is what we should call everything that we do for now, like the Smurf verb.
Right.
Scope is a new
well,
verb.
Well, scope could just in be one of our new
get the Smurf, in, get the Smurf out of here. Get the a, scope out of here.
In an upcoming show, I can actually talk about me being scoped. I'm just going to tease that at some point. Oh, that's coming up, too. Yeah, it's going to be bad news. So anyway, thank you, John.
I probably won't be there for that show.
Thank you. I would hope you would be because I think you'll love it. That's John Norton from the podcast Powerhouse Zero Hour. John's going through some crazy times right now. He's moving back to L.A., Jared,
yeah,
after some upheaval in his living situation. So hopefully he'll keep podcasting and you can listen to him in all his adventures. He's kind of like Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's Conan O'Brien, except just a slightly smaller scale.
You know, I'm going to L.A. in a few weeks, so maybe John and I will hang out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a new podcast. We'll probably start a new podcast while I'm there.
I think that's usually what happens. When podcasters unite, they form other podcasts.
Seven hour.
Is that like a super podcast?
Yeah. It is a super
podcast. It's just like what's the name of that band?
Double of the Dog.
Chicken Leg.
Chicken Foot. Chicken Foot with Sammy Hagar. And
Chicken Leg with Adam and John.
And the guy from... Red Hot Chili Peppers, who was wearing a shirt last night that said, "I am not Will Ferrell." So there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, so guess what, guys? Let's keep the show pushing along because I can hear my wife screaming from a mile away saying, "Get it going, boys." So today I'm
going
to...
Get it going, boys.
Full disclosure,
a really loud voice.
Full disclosure, we are ripping off a local radio station.
Yes.
For one of their bits they've been doing all week, I've been
told.
What
station is this?
This is KDWB. It's a local top 40 station. It's pretty much the best part of the song. So we've been teasing it the whole week. We've been teasing it on our Facebook. We've been teasing it everywhere. It's coming at you. And I just want to say right now, F you, KDWB, for stealing our Hit the Post. We're going to do it right back
and
to you.
And for stealing our Dave Ryan.
I want to say...
He was there in pre-production meetings, but then they stole him away.
And Steve Cochran, too. Long blast from the past. Adam, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, I'm not going to be the big tease like you guys are. So I have not been participating in that. Because that's how you get raped.
Yeah, and you don't participate in anything when it comes to our Facebook or our Twittering, do you? Our tweeting.
I don't even know what those words mean.
He doesn't even know what it means. We're also reviewing two summer movies, Al. You may have heard of them. Up, from our friends at Pixar. Yes, our friends. And also
the drug movie,
the latest comedy smash sensation, rocking the world, The Hangover. Jared Carey and myself saw it last night, and we are coming back with some fresh impressions for you.
And that's why I'm leaving right after the first block.
You don't want to hear anything about it.
Yep.
All right, so Al's leaving after the block, but until then, let's get the show kicking.
Can I leave after the second block, too?
Well, you usually do anyway, all at right. least mentally. Jared, push some buttons and let's go.
All right.
Once again, it's time for another edition of the Scope Male Genitalia Euphemism of the Day. Today's euphemism is... Dr. Wang. That was the Scope Male Genitalia Euphemism of the Day. Now, back to the show.
I think Dr. Wang is the person that Norton's going to be sleeping with out in Berkeley.
Dr. Wang.
So, yes, indeed, we are back with a power-packed episode of The Scope. We're calling this segment, creatively, Top Moments in Music. Adam, that's the only thing I could think of. Now it is time for me to read my pre-written text in a method that sounds like it's coming right from my brain.
Power-packed?
Power-packed. Today in The Scope, Adam, we shamelessly steal a bit from a local radio station and turn it into the next big thing. The concept is simple. You know, when you're listening to a song, it could be a great song, an average song, or even a shitty song. It comes a moment in that tune when it all changes. When that song kicks out a musical moment that changes everything.
Wow.
When that song goes from average to awesome. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Jared,
what if it goes to awesome to more awesome?
Well, then it's even better, Jared. Our heads will explode.
I don't listen to any song that isn't... The bass line has to be awesome. Otherwise, deleted from iTunes.
Bass line awesome.
Gone.
Yes.
So Jared, Adam, Al, and myself, as well as some special selections from some of our listeners...
I didn't actually pull any clips.
Or listener will we'll at least talk about it. And, you know, that might even be its own show, Jared. We might be able to save some of those up. But, yeah, let's do this. Let's get into some of our favorite moments in music. And I'm going to start with Adam because I have no idea what he's all about. Adam, why don't you talk about your first selection?
Okay.
And let's make it good.
How do we do this?
Give me a number.
Do we want to play it, then I'll talk?
No, you talk about it, and then we'll play it.
All right.
Give him a number. He wants a number,
I'm going to go with number one.
Number one.
So the first song that I picked was Arcade Fire's Keep the Car Running.
Oh. Classic already. Modern day classic.
Yes. So I'm a big proponent of songs that build and build and build and then have some sort of explosion in pants of some sort.
Wow.
So this goes back to why I don't like the Beatles, because I feel like Beatles songs just always are building or kind of, you know, even. So anyway, Keep the Car Running is a song by Arcade Fire. It's on Black Mirror, their album that was released in 2007. And I don't know, we can talk about a few things about it. It was on SNL. They performed it there as their second song when they were on SNL in
Great performance by Arcade Fire. Yep. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Not a big fan.
No. Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
This song is great, though.
Yeah, I like it. It's Springsteen's performed it in concert. Foo Fighters frequently cover it in concerts, and it was even on their Let It Die EP.
Now Jared likes them.
In concert.
The Foo Fighters did it.
Yeah. So here, let's take a listen to a clip.
Mandolin.
There you go. See, it ramped up.
It really does ramp up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Al. It's his turn to participate. Your first selection. By the way, you would never hear that song on a KDWB bit, a top 40 station. They'd probably pick something by Hammer.
I guess. Well, I almost
okay. Thanks for spoiling. Yeah.
Okay,
my
I picked
that
as number 3, 4, and 5 selections.
I almost chose an Arcade Fire song as well. Did not, however, but I know. Did you say David Bowie has covered that song? The Springsteen.
Bowie probably.
I know.
Al Roker did.
Bowie's
one.
Al Roker. Yeah. David Bowie's a big Arcade Fire proponent, and I think they recorded a "Wake Up" from their first album or one of their earlier albums. So I chose Queen and David Bowie singing "Under Pressure," and I too like songs that build up toward the end. So I chose the part where.
It builds up.
Where it builds up. No, I chose the part at the end.
Musical analysis.
Freddie Mercury comes in, starts blasting, and then Bowie just kind of finishes it off. And this was American Idol expired because I'd like to see Lambert.
Yeah, couldn't you imagine Adam
and then Chris singing this song together?
Could you see Adam Lambert really destroying Freddie Mercury's version of this? I mean, making it his own.
Probably.
Let's do it.
Let's hear the good version.
Let's listen to the good version, Jared. You had to go to that where they brought it back.
You kind of had to. Yeah.
No, I'm going all by Al's notes.
We're really getting our money's worth.
I'm not keeping it tight.
Watermelon.
Jesus Christ, we're all talking. Okay, Jared, I'm going to go next.
Okay.
Just because I think this is more in the theme of things, kind of these big glamish type bands. I'm going with the 1977 song "Come Sail Away" by Styx. I don't think Al's a big fan of the song, but it really does have this
Al
Cartman's version.
I don't have this clip, so you know.
didn't I send this?
No,
clip?
You sent me 4 clips.
We all know
from Styx.
Hey guys, let's debut our band right
let's
now.
Let's do it right now. Okay. Well, anyway, that one of the clips I selected was from this this great song. And if anyone's familiar with Freaks and Geeks, you know that moment when what's the main guy's name?
Neil
is, was it
Sam.
Neil? No,
Sam Weir.
Sam is dancing with the girl of his dreams. He finally gets brave enough to take her out to the dance floor, and this song is playing in the very slow part. Then all of a sudden, the whole thing changes into this big 1977 glam jam, and he's just standing there like, what do I do? I think eventually he improvises and starts dancing.
Yeah.
But he turns
grabs
around.
Grabs her non-chest.
Yep. So this is off of the album The Grand Illusion, a lot of synth, a lot of stuff like that. I'm not a big Styx fan, but I think this song qualifies for great moments.
What's the song?
The song is Come Sail Away.
I'm really glad.
I don't have a clip. I thought Jared was going to dig out the clip and just wow me. But Jared, no. Why don't you make this segment better by giving us your next selection?
Well, we liked songs that build into something, so I'm going to go. I'm going to pick a song by Beastie Boys, and this is "Sabotage." Next. It's off the album "Ill Communication,"
mm-hmm.
and it was, one of their probably their only hit where they were playing their own instruments on it. It was pretty cool, but there's a part in the middle where it kind of breaks down, and then it just builds right back up to a scream, and it just gets me going every time. So here we go. And you think it's over, but wait, it's not.
Wow.
You could start a whole playlist of best songs with fake out endings in it.
Yeah, you really could.
That's a good theme right there.
A stroke song that you could put on there, yeah, at least totally. One that I can think of. I almost picked like three songs from Paul's Boutique, but I knew Jared would have a Beastie Boys song.
Jared, who directed that video for that song?
That'd be Spike Jonze.
One of his big breaks there for him.
Yeah.
Becoming a superstar.
He actually has a DVD of all.
Okay. I have that DVD. Yes, his entire career of videos, at least up to that point, yep, a few years back. So
I don't know if he's done any since then. Kind of stopped after he got too big.
He's
for
bigger
it.
Now. We're waiting for Where the Wild Things Are,
which Wake Up song by the Arcade Fire is on the trailer for it.
Wow!
I almost picked that one, but that's too popular now. So
I know how you are. So what did you pick for your next song, Adam?
All right. So what number do we want to go with? How about number four, Jared? We'll go with number four. So this is the Cardigans, and the song is "In the Round."
Wow, my wife would kill you.
The Cardigans. Okay, well, and you know what? Most fans.
happy birthday, Carrie.
This is for you from Adam, and I'm not coming to your party.
Most fans of the Cardigans, like the hardcore fans, seem to hate the song. Feel like it should not have been on their 2004 album. That I'm forgetting the name of because I didn't even write it down on here. Great.
Oh, way to go!
Yeah,
great prep. Great
but anyway. Prep. I am a huge fan of clapping in songs, and there's...
I think Al's going to reach around and give you something or other.
So there's clapping in this part of it, and I just love it.
So people,
this is the direction.
Never heard the song. Make it better.
What? It's a perfect song. Time,
yeah. You know the hand claps are fake, right?
That built. There's no doubt about it.
Those are probably Roland TR-909 hand claps.
I didn't say it built. I just said it's a part of the song I like.
You know what song I like from the Cardigans? I don't know the name of it, but it's in the...
Romeo and Juliet soundtrack?
No, it's at the end of Austin Powers.
Okay.
I like that song.
Yeah.
It's kind of bubbly and poppy.
I like when Andy from The Office sings Cardigans.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm going to move. Jared, why don't you go down to my obligatory Oasis track then, since we are doing hand claps. I was going to save the obligatory Oasis track for the last one.
Spoiler.
But I love this is off their debut, Definitely Maybe. This is supersonic, great guitar solo. This will be nice and long, too, for everybody.
Yeah.
Probably
chill
ripping
out, get a coffee.
Probably ripping off Layla from Eric Clapton, and then, yes, hand claps. Join in later in the guitar solo.
Nobody can see him, nobody can ever hear him call. Nobody can ever hear him call.
I'm in the band.
You are.
Everyone join in. Come on.
It's all over. Darn.
I just missed it.
Adam, never playing.
I had a tambourine and everything out.
That'd be a great song for Rock Band, Jared.
I think it's on there.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Shane would know.
It is not. Sorry.
Sorry.
So sorry. Okay, so it's my turn. Dr. Wong says the song that I'm selecting will be from The Killers.
I don't have that one.
With hand claps?
You don't have that one?
I have that one.
Okay. Like, am I completely screwing everything
you
up?
You look like you stabbed his mom.
I know. All these things that I've done, Jared, and one of the things I did do was upload this song. I'm happy to say that.
Yeah.
2005, off of the Killers' debut album, written by Brandon Flowers, known for the extended refrain of I Got Soul, But I'm Not a Soldier. This is the classic best moment in song, I think. Only song the band performed at Live 8. I didn't know that, but they did a good job at it. Let's hear a clip of it now. You know you gotta help me out. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down.
Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. In building.
Flash.
Excellent use, Nike. They had a really good commercial. I'm not a
soldier. Clap it all. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but it's even better. I'm not a
soldier. Everywhere. I got soul, but I'm
not a soldier. Get that tambourine over there.
I'm
not a
soldier. I'm playing the triangle now. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Trying to find my egg sugar. He got one of those fish.
You know what? We can never, ever be famous because of all the work that Jared would have to do to go back and fix all the audio that we use to be compliant with fair use.
If somebody ever actually listened to the show, we'd be in big trouble.
Pretty much.
So let's not be famous. Jared, you've been working very hard on these sound clips all night long, and I know you've got a great selection for us. We can't wait to augment it with hand claps and tambourine. Tell us what it is, my friend.
A song that has some interesting structure to it. It kind of plays itself softly, and then it goes into a very rockin' version of it. I picked a song by Foo Fighters, "Up in Arms." It they go through the song, like the verse and the chorus of the song, very softly, and then there's a nice drum fill to kick it off, and it goes completely rockin'. So, here we go.
Good clip.
It's over.
All right. What are you doing, Adam?
Oh! The rain is here, you, my dear. I'll tell my friends. It's true, the two of us are back as one again. And I was the one who let you. Always coming back, I cannot forget you. Now I am up in arms again.
I really like that song, and I've talked about before how I'm not like lyrically, you know, that into songs. So I didn't realize when, you know, I first got that album that it's the same song back, you know, the slow part and the fast part are the same song, just sang over again.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
It's probably not good enough for the Arcade Fire to cover.
Probably not. Probably
that's
not.
Off the album The Color and the Shape.
Foo Fighters have a gazillion songs that you could do that with, would say.
But that was just one that immediately sprang to mind.
Two fake outs, no.
I know.
I like the fake out endings, don't I?
Come on, Adam. Let's wow us with another great.
You know
selection.
What? You know what? I'm just gonna just play clip three.
Just and play I don't it, wanna, Jared.
Yeah.
Just play it.
This is just a song that means a lot to me. And
The whores in this house. Go.
Okay.
I'm into nuggets, y'all.
All right.
I'm
into nuggets, y'all. We don't need to really play it. I was just nuggets, I included it just to be a joke.
I'm into nuggets. All right,
we're gonna play the whole thing.
McNuggets, 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 McNuggets.
That's enough.
That is enough.
Wait. Oh, I even got three paragraphs of stuff about. I was gonna beatbox before realizing it's already there. All right,
You love that song.
Okay, real song.
Boy, when Adam pulls a bit out of his hat, boy, it is a winner every time, isn't
it?
That's the first time he's ever actually brought in like a sort of a stage comic comedic moment.
Next is the Filet-O-Fish song.
His tribute to McDonald's.
There's something in Entertainment Weekly.
Nugget Man by Paul and Storm.
Rolling Stone.
I just read the guys who got basically famous for that song.
All right. So, no, I actually picked Weezer's Tired of Sex, which is the first track from Pinkerton.
And the story of all of our lives.
Yeah, it's clip number...
this is number two. Number two. It's kind of interesting compared to most other Weezer songs because Rivers Cuomo yells a lot, which is kind of different from, you know, there's no harmonizing with the other three guys or anything like that. I actually found a really cool cover of this by Tegan and Sarah also that I really like. But so this is the middle part, maybe.
Do it. Wednesday night, I'm Mrs. Catherine. Oh, why can't I be
fine choice.
Yes, thank you.
We're on the same wavelength.
We are.
And I almost chose a Weezer song, and I was afraid that Shane would pick a Weezer song.
I did not.
And I didn't want to double up. And
double
I
up.
And I almost took Across the Sea at the end where they kind of just bust it all out at the end. One of my favorite endings. But instead, I went with harmonizing instead of unharmonizing. I took a song from the New Pornographers, and it is called The Bleeding Heart Show, and I like songs on commercials. I'm not going to lie. If it's on a commercial, I'm probably going to like the song. And
Simpleton.
And buy a couple iPods, too.
Yeah, probably. it's good harmonizing. Nico Case comes in and crushes the lyric, and Jared would probably appreciate the drumming on this because he slaps the skins very well.
And he also drums. Go ahead.
You know, I hate to point out the obvious, but a few judicious hand claps would have taken it to the next level.
I think you're right.
But the song builds.
They might have been rocking out so hard you just couldn't hear the hand claps.
That's true. You're right.
I thought I might have heard a hand clap in there. I'm just saying.
The guy from Clap Your Hands Say Yeah was involved in the production of it.
If you're in a band that says clap your hands, then you've got to have clapping hands in every song.
You're obligated.
You're obligated. So it's my turn to pick a selection, and I picked a song that I guess is going to get me in trouble because it's a wuss rock song. I picked up Fix You by Coldplay.
Yes. In fact, your next one down is a way manlier song.
It is, and I can't wait to present it, so suck on it. Al and I always talk about Coldplay albums when they come out. That's one of our
traditions. While you guys are douching, probably.
Yeah, while we're douching. And we talk
and about... eating a bread bowl salad.
Yeah. And hitting on cougars. Yeah. We always talk about that moment on the album when they kind of get things right. I don't know, the harmonic convergence, if you will, of Coldplay.
I'll be performing there July 3rd, 10 p.m.
Thank you for biting on that. And I think that on the album X and Y, that this might be that moment. I think they have one earlier in it, but I just think there's a point in the song where it all kind of comes together, and I pulled a clip for it. Whether you like the song or not, I think it's a moment. Go ahead, Al.
Quickly, though, we talk about making a great song to excellent. This song, to me, is one that takes a very... okay song and then makes it just good.
Yep.
So
I think
there's a lot of songs that happens, I think, where you're waiting for something to happen and then it finally does.
It does, yeah. It's always disappointing when you're listening to a song that you're thinking something's going to happen and then it doesn't, and then you never listen to the
every
song
every Beatles
again.
Song. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow.
Hit a clip.
Where the guy starts chasing the girl, you know.
To get her.
Yeah. I'm gonna fix you! I'm gonna fix you!
Jared always sings this song to me.
I do.
I'm not broken.
I will fix you, Trey.
He's yelling it in the rain.
I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
I won't fix you.
And it goes on.
Yeah.
See, the next part is actually the best part of the song.
Yeah, then it gets even better. But I didn't. How long of a clip? I can't play 3/4 of the song. Jared, I know that you are very good in picking clips.
Am I?
Yeah. You have the right description. You great have the clips. Right.
he has the actual audio rights.
He does. He has. So right. So wow us with your next selection.
Well, Shane, I picked "Fix You" by Coldplay.
Oh, damn it.
No, actually, that was one of the ones I was considering. But once I heard your clip, I'm like, I better not.
Yeah,
it wouldn't go over well with Adam.
He probably would have picked the right clip.
Oh, yeah. Shut your mouth.
I would have gone to the harmonizing part, the 4-part harmony, Shane.
Okay.
That's what I would have done. Unlike Al, I'm not afraid to pick a Weezer song, so I picked a Weezer song.
Good.
I don't care about doubling up. This is off their first album, Blue. Like many people, I like the juxtaposition of soft choruses and loud rockin' soft verses, loud rockin' choruses. I picked "Say It Ain't So." I just love the fact that it goes from this really quiet part, and then all of a sudden you've got this unbridled feedback that's just ready to explode, and then you get the chorus with all of these really, really heavily distorted guitars, and it's just sweet. So here's my clip.
Do it.
And I say, this way is a water slide away from me that takes the fuller every day. So be cool. Say it ain't so. Your joke is so hard.
That's the second chorus. Could have gone into the bridge.
You could have.
Took that part. Could have taken the kick-ass solo that came later, too. But
Or the last one.
Yeah. The end whole song just rocked.
I wanted the juxtaposition.
Adam, if you were to come to our party tonight, you could sing that song on Rock Band, because that is in the Rock Band catalog. Thank you.
Excellent.
Adam, do you have any other songs?
I have one more.
All right, let's listen.
I'll have one more.
I'll just be quick about it. I picked Star, because I hate America. I guess I couldn't pick more than one. Only Weezer.
The Taliban
only,
national
American,
anthem.
Only American band. Stars, another Canadian band.
Oh, Stars.
This is from their second album, and the name of the track is "The Night Starts Here," and it's kind of similar, I guess, to that Cardigan song, where it's slow, but it's got like a really, 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 really slow build, and then it amps up, and I just really like.
What he's saying? The clip is 4 minutes long.
Yes, sorry.
Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your child after your fear and tell them I have brought you here. The night's not here, the night's not here. Forget your name, forget your fear.
There you go.
That's a nice clip.
Thank you.
Al, wow us with your last selection.
My last pick is by Tenacious D. It is not the greatest part of a song. It is just a tribute to the greatest part of a song ever. This song is a litmus test for anyone who can be my friend.
Yes.
If they don't think the song is even one bit funny at all.
Or clever,
they are not cool.
Just like that, huh?
It's just that easy, Jared. Right. It says it all.
I actually had learned how to play this once.
Wow.
Thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.
This is just a tribute, you gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you, I'm so surprised to find you can't stop here. A fiery rich motherfucker, come on, fix it.
And that's the part why I couldn't play it on my college radio station.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want to, whatever that word was, somehow had a motherfucker in it. So
mother trucker.
You couldn't do it.
No.
And they didn't do an alternate version for you to play?
Nope.
Jerks.
Because, you know, I got sent all these CDs for doing free college radio.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
It's sad. My last selection, everyone, is going to destroy my credibility even further, but I don't really care.
Hey, I was 100% serious. This is a good song.
I like this song.
To me, this is one of the best pop songs written, period. Yes. I actually believe it. It's Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Only it was spelled out correctly.
Yeah.
It's
spelled out in print style, which we don't like that.
It's probably Comic Sans is the way she
did it. Oh. Yeah, exactly. 2004. Funny, she didn't write this song. It was written by a group of songwriters that probably out there constructing and shaping the careers of many people like her.
The Matrix,
yes, like Chuck. I don't really know what to say about the song other than you've heard it a billion times and you're going to hear a clip of it again. So, Jared, 2004, Since You've Been Gone, play it.
Is this really the song?
Yeah.
I guess I'm only familiar with the chorus.
It's Maps now.
Yeah, it really is.
You could also pick the first time it hits the chorus, but...
Find on the internet, Ted Leo of Ted Leo and the Pharmacist does an acoustic of this, and then he goes into Maps right there. It's very interesting.
There's also a version by a couple guys. One of them was in Ozma, and I forget where the other one is. They have gone to the name H's Between... vowels or something like that. I played it once on the show. They did a very nice acoustic version.
Everybody's seems to cover this song, so it must mean there's some sort of legitimacy
to it. It's a solid pop song.
My life would suck without this song.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Our lives would suck, Jared, if you didn't have another selection.
I have one more selection, Shane. All right.
Can I just say I'm loving the segues today, Shane?
Thank you. I'm trying hard.
I've been reading the book Slash, as written by Slash, and it inspired me to go back to to listen to my Guns N' Roses albums, and on there I found, several hit songs that I enjoy, but this one in particular has a segment that I think is just killer. It's an intro this time. Sometimes having just a great intro is what sells a song. And this is You Could Be Mine. Has just a great drum fill to open it, and it's just a rocking intro.
Sounds like the beginning of The Scope.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
That sounds like Limited Warranty right there.
Snapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
I was leaving the house one day, and this song came up on shuffle as I was in the garage, and I actually waited for the entire intro to play out and timed my exit from the garage right as the song kicks in there. That's how awesome it is. I'm surprised. This is off of, I forget which User Illusion it's on, but I thought it should have been the first song on whatever disc it's on, and it's not, because it's one of those killer opening songs. There you go. Guns N' Roses.
Nice selection. Nice cross.
I was all over the place, Shane.
Yeah, we were all over the place. Jared, I know that we've requested some user fees for this listener feedback. Is there anything you want to share that we've gotten in the internets from some of our listeners and some of their song selections?
We had listener Keith write in. He had a couple of things. The guitar solo from Metallica's Fade to Black. I tried to pull it. There's like five or six different guitar solos, and they're all rocking.
They are indeed rocking.
Also, he has the intro to Van Halen's Right Now, you know, the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
The Crystal Pepsi.
Exactly, Crystal
Chicago
Pepsi.
Bulls.
Yeah. I like the intro to Panama.
Good.
And Hot for Teacher, too.
He also has another intro, Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was going to pull that, but it's like a minute and a half.
Yeah, slow build.
But yeah, everyone knows it.
That would make our song, our show twice as long.
Angie actually gave me a couple of, of things this morning. She said the
And what about songs? Did she give you some songs as well?
Wah, wah.
Jared's shooting me the old stink eye.
Wow. Can't treat her like a person, can we?
Tell my wife
that. The intro to November Rain with the strings and everything.
Oh, yes. That's like a good one.
I had to break it to her that those were not actual real strings. Everything on that album was keyboards.
Really?
Discovered that also by reading the book. Yeah. There's not a single real string on either of those albums.
Well, they do a good job of faking it.
Oh, yeah. That's
Maybe
Axl Rose
for you. Have to have a best intros.
Oh, yeah. And also,
wow, Al giving me the old weird drunk eye there.
Pink Floyd's Money, the intro to that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Boy, Angie coming out on top with all of these great selections. I mean, people are participating. It's something else.
So do we want to encourage listeners to write in with more stuff? And maybe we'll do like a listener version of this?
I would like to do that. So let's set the parameters for that.
Okay.
Everyone, you need to send in your favorite parts of songs. We need the song. We need maybe a reason why you picked it. And then we need a time, approximately what from what to what. And then so we can pull that clip.
Yep. And if you
with our extensive library of music we own.
Yeah.
If we don't own the song, we'll
never get it. And I want to put a shout out there to Scooter and Molly. They both sent out. Or at least Scooter did, and then Molly was working on it, but didn't get me the list, and we just don't have time to do every single song. But if we get a few more people sending in some music, we'll definitely play it, do it another show. Makes it easy for us.
This was really fun because I realized what a great taste of music I have.
Is that what it is? Yeah. You came out on top.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm saying.
I think Adam won.
Yeah. But no, I mean,
I don't think
just going through trying to find songs that I really like, but like it was hard because
I had
like 50 picked out, and I was like, I can't do 50, and I almost sent 50 clips. But then I was doing it all this morning, so that wasn't going
to
work.
Way to really work it out ahead of time.
Yeah.
So thank you, Adam. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Jared, for working hard. Thank you, Keith. This has been Greatest Moments in Music. But we still got a lot more show left. So, Jared, why don't you do some of your technical magic and just keep pushing the show on to greater and greater heights.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it! I'm actually dropping the beat this time. I don't play a lot of hip-hop on the show, but I'm going to play a song from Zeal. This is Haters and Robots right here on WSAP. Yeah! Drop that beat, homie.
Haters are roadblocks. They're programmed like robots. They hate, but they know not. Short circuit when near. Haters are roadblocks. They're programmed like robots. We're making their codes pop. Short circuit when near.
I met this cat named JL who reigned from the Bay well past the Lay's coastline where they spit dope rhymes then turn them into gold mines. Young chicks and coke lines. I know I never fall into that shit, but I suppose I would entertain this hospitality to see what's up. So I threw my freshest gear on and I hopped inside my truck. Slid the key in the ignition, pressed the gas and popped the clutch. Put the Pioneer on blast and let the competitions bump. Hit him on the telephone. Hello, where you at? I'm getting close to the club, yo. I'll meet you in the back. Then I hung my celly up and let another track bump from every. Everybody hates me. Franchises, new cuts. Pulled up to the spot, saw some hoochies looking hot. Thought I'd holler for a minute, but I pulled myself to not stop. Hopped about the vehicle and walked up in the zone and prepared myself to meet another undercover drone.
Haters are roadblocks. They're programmed like robots. They hate, but they know not. Short circuit when near. Haters are roadblocks. They're programmed like robots. We're making
hello is what he said with a Bluetooth on his head, communicating to a place I've never seen or ever been. He asked if I was good and if there was a place he should visit if he had more time before he left back to his hood. He asked me how I felt about my music. He said he heard my album and he thought it was the coolest. I said thank you very much, I hope that ain't no bullshit. I met a lot of dudes like you that play me on some cool shit. He said nah, for real, yo, I wanna make a deal. I think we'll go far and gross a couple mil. Cool's what I thought, I'm down to make dough as long as I can keep moving people with my flow. He said yes sir with a strange gesture, then his head moved around like it lost pressure. I was shocked, then his t-shirt burst into a flame and the skin melted off of his robot brain.
Haters are roadblocks. They're programmed like robots. They hate but they know not. Short circuit when near. Haters are roadblocks. They're programmed like robots. We're making their codes pop. Short circuit when near.
Broadcasting from high atop the IDS, it's The Scope.
Under the Scope. We are back. Sans Al, he made a quick beeline for the door.
He said, fuck all y'all.
He said, I couldn't stand how that segment went, and he left.
He says, I got the Hershey squirts, I got to go.
He's out of here. His wife is the only woman tougher than mine, so he said he had to go home and take care of baby. You know how this works, everybody. We've got news, we've got reviews, and we've got coming soon. But it always starts with Adam and the news. Okay, Adam.
Yes.
Let's do this.
All right. There's like a lot of cool stories this week.
A lot of things happening in the world of technology. A lot of things happening in the world of politics.
Yes. So here, we'll start with something that hits close to home.
All right. Let's do it.
So the Palm's new phone is being released today. The day that we're recording the podcast, Saturday. The day that it's officially been released, and I kind of want one. I probably won't wind up getting one for at least a little bit. But
are you on Sprint?
I'm on Sprint. Yes.
Well, so you could do this.
Yeah, my work is on Sprint anyway. But
right,
I'll talk about the iPhone.
You're actually on Sprint.
Yeah, I'll talk about the iPhone in a minute here. That's also kind of on my radar. But there was a funny thing happened, kind of funny, to one of Jared's neighbors this week, where at the intersection near Jared's house, a car decided to just go through a house, I guess.
Not completely through, but it hit the corner of the house and made a big hole.
Yeah, so it looks like, yeah. Anyway, if you go to Engadget this morning, you'll see that the exact same thing happened to a Sprint store.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I think it was in Illinois or something, where some lady just drove right into a Sprint store because she wanted a Pre so bad. It's probably not because of the Pre.
A happy accident.
She probably died or something and had a heart attack and then...
Let's get a good laugh at that.
She actually heard... Her neck was slit by the sharpness of the palm.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's for ladies, you know, so it's got a mirror on the back and everything.
Oh, nice, nice.
All right. So a couple of iPhone stories. Walt Mossberg of the Wall Street Journal, who I'm sure you know personally. Shane. Are we not talking about that anymore?
Jared, edit that in post.
Oh, all right.
Really? Son of a bitch. Where was that? 47 minutes.
We'll just start over. Should I start over?
Okay. Let's start over.
All right. So Walt Mossberg, who no one knows.
I've never heard of the guy.
He's a technology writer for the Wall Street Journal. He's been writing on a lot of Apple iPhone stuff in the past. He says that the new iPhone, which they're unveiling, but it wasn't really expected to come out, but they're unveiling it on
Monday.
They
like to do that every once in a while.
They put it on stage with a little curtain over it.
He says it's coming out as early as next week, but definitely within the month.
So not even July.
I would not be surprised if Apple said it's available Monday.
Yeah.
That's just a big F you to Palm.
Right. I think that's a ballsy move, Jared.
Wow. Well, I mean, we didn't talk about this, but the Pre, one of the interesting things the Pre does is that it syncs with iTunes, which
will be eliminated.
Yeah.
Well, and because the way they do it, it pretends it's an iPod.
Right.
Which Apple's probably going to say, nah, I don't think so.
Would you say that's a gray area, Jared?
Well, they support other devices in iTunes.
I think the only one that's actually supported is the Rocker. Remember the Motorola phone?
I thought they had other players that were supported.
Other ones will work if they identify themselves as a mass storage device, but it's not like support, so to speak. It's just it happens to work. They could kill it at any time. I mean, I kind of wondered, does Apple want to look like a dick about it? But anyway, he says it's coming out, and then there's this list of rumors that I'll just kind of mention.
Hit us with some of these suckers.
So the new iPhone and iPhone 3.0 software. And these range anywhere from not going to happen at all to probable. So
you might say red light, yellow light, green light.
Well, if I was not colorblind, I could do that.
For Adam, it'd be black light, gray light, white light.
Yes.
Nice.
Let's see. So in addition to the camera that's on the back of the iPhone now, there's a rumored front-facing camera similar to the DSi.
I don't think you'll see that.
DS, I agree. Let's see. A relocated speaker higher, which is... probable.
Who cares?
The ability to send and record videos on the phone itself.
I've heard a lot of video recording rumors.
Yes.
Well, every other freaking mobile phone does video now. Why wouldn't the iPhone?
Right.
It's stupid.
uploading to YouTube and other video sites for the videos. Wi-Fi, movie, and TV downloads. Right now, you have to download your movies and TV shows through iTunes and sync. It used to be that way for music, and now you can do that right through the phone.
I guess Wi-Fi, that makes sense. Yeah, sure, why not?
Right. You can't do it over, they're saying you probably can't do it over the AT&T
the phone network,
but locally, and that would make sense.
Sure.
Are we boring you, Jared?
Oh, freaking bored.
An OLED an OLED screen, which is not going to happen.
No,
probably.
It'll use the same
What's
screen?
An OLED screen?
It's a
organic
thinner,
LED.
Yeah. Okay. It's thinner, uses less electricity. It's what Zune HD is going to use when it comes out in September.
Gotcha.
Nike Plus support finally built in with an app and all that stuff instead of having the little dongle add-on.
Dongle.
Digital compass thing.
Yeah, the magnetometer.
Storage. That's important, I think.
Autofocus camera.
Up to 32 megabytes, yep. Mm-hmm. 3.2 megapixel camera with autofocus. Lowered price point to $199 to $299. An illuminated Apple logo. Huh?
Oh, huh? Huh? Jared?
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's a selling
and
point.
And the definite one that's not going to happen, but is always rumored, Adobe Flash support.
Yeah. No.
So who
I think it's stupid that they don't. It's just, you're so much content you can't.
Let me ask you this, Jared. Yeah. You know a lot of things. Why is there no Adobe support?
Well, Adam mentioned it on a past show. It's a huge resource.
It's just really hard to do.
It's not hard to do. It just takes up all your resources.
Yeah. All the phones that do have it, they use what's called Flash Lite, which you can't do YouTube and stuff with Flash Lite. So it's like Flash Lite.
So I think Apple's saying if we can't get a full-fledged Flash implementation that
we're
is,
not going to do
that
it.
is resource
friendly.
Sensitive or whatever. Friendly. There you go. We're not going to use Flash Lite because we don't want the user experience of people to be shitty because they can't go to YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, they already have a YouTube implementation using H.264. So. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Did you mention anything about upgraded gaming, that sort of thing? I've heard a new processor in the machine.
Yeah, there's rumored more RAM and higher CPU.
So let me.
I think it's a mistake that if they start making
gaming
people. Yeah, you know what? Game developers,
the interface is limited. That's the problem.
Well,
you
no,
need buttons.
It's
that's
not
what
that.
I
no, it's, no, no, no. That gaming is fine. I just think that if developers are going to start coding for a better CPU,
right,
it's a mistake because of the installed base is already pretty huge on the old
you can't, because then on the screen, you like when you download it, you have to say like for iPad 3.0 only, and you have to differentiate, or you know,
at some point,
program will have to have like two settings for the graphic quality and stuff.
I mean, at some point, it's going to have to get upgraded. That's just how it is, but.
One last question. How does this impact iPod Touch? Do they normally make the announcement for those at the same time, or do they wait after the phone? Because it's basically the same thing minus phone, right?
You won't see that till the fall, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I have the second gen iPod Touch, and I think it came out roughly 2 months or a month after the phone.
Okay.
But I think even last summer they said it'll have the same stuff minus the phone.
The rumor has it is that Steve Jobs is going to make an appearance at another event later in June when he comes back. Could that have something to do with updated iPods for?
Well, I mean, I would imagine if they were going to have him come back. How weird is it, by the way, that this is the only CEO in America where him coming back from a leave of some sort would be like a huge event.
Yep. The stock will move on that. Yeah. It'll move higher. Unless he's skinny, then it will drop because, you know, that's really what's important.
Yeah. I had that story, but I decided to.
Okay. Just wondering.
No, I got rid of it because I was like, it's not really going to be a talking point. But I would imagine either he'll come back for a surprise thing right at the very end of WWDC.
One more thing.
Week.
Here he is.
Right. Or he'll just come back to work at the end of June, and they'll just be like, "Yep, he's back." And you know, during
no big whoop,
whenever their next thing is, he'll be the one doing it, doing the DJ and on DJ Hero.
Okay, give us some more news.
All right,
Adam.
I always like having like pirating stories and stuff.
That's
so
because it's close to your heart. I know that.
Yeah. So 6 months ago, the RIAA started this big thing to fight piracy, where they were going to start signing up ISPs to basically rat on their customers. So
I'm excited about this. There's news.
The RIAA said, okay, no more lawsuits. Instead, we're going to work with ISPs to
Comcast, AT&T.
And they're going to tell us who's pirating, and we're going to have them cut off their internet access after three warnings.
We'll get
ya.
Right? We'll get ya.
So 6 months later, how many ISPs have joined up?
I'm going to guess three.
Zero.
Really?
Zero. Which is a good thing.
What's the holdup?
Probably because ISPs, A, they don't need to lose. Like, what's the benefit for them to lose their subscribers?
They just look like assholes.
Also, you know what? Your internet service is not just a thing to get music, to steal music on. Like, people need their their internet service. They, you know, they do taxes and bills, and I mean,
they legitimately stream movies and TV shows and legally download things as
well. I mean, like, get rid of the whole entertainment aspect of
it
all.
Send emails to the girl you're stalking, you know. This is some important stuff.
Right.
Jared's stuck getting into my life.
You can't do that from the library. They track that shit. So anyway,
that's why you pull up in a van outside someone's open access point.
I love
you do it from there.
So it's nice to
stalking
see that.
Kids with
I mean, that's what I hear you do.
It's nice to see that they're not.
We got a new sub show.
Just make sure
you.
Your windows are blacked out.
Blacked out windows.
Let's see. There's rumors that Hulu is going to go to some sort of paid subscription model
for some
service.
I just read this on Friday.
Which really bites, especially now that things like Boxy is moving to Windows finally at the end of June.
I think they're stupid to do that while the market penetration is still minuscule.
I mean,
a lot of people use it, but not as many people as you think.
You know what's going to happen if they do this? YouTube is the next day going to announce partnerships with all these other groups, and it will remain free. Because Google has enough money to just throw stuff in and keep things
free. The thing is that all of these companies are desperately trying to figure out how to monetize things.
Sure.
The problem is that once you give it away for free at the beginning, how do you get out of that model?
You can't.
No one's ever been able to.
It was screwed up 15 years or 10 years ago. That's the problem.
Newspapers had the same problem.
Newspapers
started giving
it
away for free, and then they tried to do subscription models, and people said no.
It's amazing, how, and we've talked about this before, but I think about this once a week just because of the business I'm in, but how the newspaper companies out there slit their own throats by giving away the stuff for free and then hoping that people would click on ads. It was a failure from the beginning.
No, some of them made money.
Yeah.
And you know what? And
I still think that you cannot give away that kind of content for free.
Okay.
Because eventually people aren't going to click on the ads.
Well, maybe.
That's what I
think. Yes, maybe no. But ultimately, they're not just also paying for clicks. You know, you can't click on a television commercial. You get paid just for looking, too.
Sure.
But it is worth noting that one of the only papers to maintain a digital presence that's profitable is the Wall Street Journal, who never once gave their stuff away for free.
And nobody knows anything about that here in this room.
Right.
I'm not editing that out.
No. You don't need to do that. But
inside jokes.
That's exactly it. The Wall Street Journal did it right by keeping everything subscription-based.
Right. We've got some E3 stories, but before we get to that, just a couple things. Quick hitters, as we call them.
Hitters, Jared. Yes. Do we have a quick hitters sounder?
No.
Darn it. I was hoping the machine
did. Gay marriage became illegal in New Hampshire. It's the sixth state to legalize that, so that's pretty big news.
Awesome.
Number two.
Eminem got Bruno's butt in his face.
Yep, all staged. Thank you.
The day after New Hampshire became a gay state where it's okay to get married.
Coincidence?
If you're gay. That's what I said right here. Coincidence? Question mark.
He did. He actually had it there, Jared. Yes.
Nice.
Did you guys watch the MTV video?
A good portion of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sucky as always.
Yeah. All right. Also, David Carradine is into some crazy sexual stuff, and he's dead.
Is that what they're saying?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
So that's what they're going.
That's what they're saying right now. His lawyer's like, let's just hold on.
I actually heard his lawyer say it might have been foul play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what would you say if you were the guy?
Yeah, he hung himself masturbating.
Right.
72 doing that too. I mean,
I know.
What was that?
That's
Jared?
A quick hit.
That's a quick hit.
All right, quick hit. Okay, so save that one.
All right,
make it quick hit, and then Adam will have to do quick hit stories from now on.
I'm just doing a bunch of small stuff. E3 happened.
Is this a quick hit or is this a small story?
This is a big bunch of quick hits, I guess.
See, that's a big quick hit.
Now the show is really cooking.
All right, so some good things that people in general are saying were good things from the show. God of War 3 for Sony demonstrated that people thought it was pretty good. Metroid, the new Metroid game, where people, I think we're seeing Samus in CG without her
done by Team Ninja, makers of Dead or Alive,
Bazungas,
Ninja Gaiden.
Yes,
not coming for at least another year.
Right.
Way to go, Nintendo.
All right. New Super Mario Brothers Wii. This is the one where it's side-scrolling and everything, but you can like jump and stuff, and you can be Mario or whatever.
Wow, you can jump.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Wow. Super Mario Galaxy 2, so another Super Mario Galaxy game. Wii Sports Resort, we knew that was coming out. People seemed to like it.
By the way to focus on the weakest presentation of all three major
game
companies.
Just hold on.
He's building up to, you know how he likes songs that build.
Modern Warfare 2. That was one of the big hits for Microsoft. Beatles rock band. People seem to really
give like another one, Jared.
If you don't know,
this is Adam punching Ringo in the face.
The Beatles, well, the ones that are alive, they showed up, didn't perform. They just talked about it awkwardly.
They talked about how great it was.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Alan Wake, which you have to watch the videos to see what that's like. And another one that people, they're hoping is great, but it's kind of an unknown right now, is Tony Hawk's Ride.
Yeah.
That's with the skateboard peripheral.
300 pounds or less to ride on it.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. You fall right off.
Exactly. So
that's the board breaking.
Some of the unknowns are just things that just seem kind of weird right now. A $250. Okay, so the PSP, which is Sony's portable gaming device, uses Sony's UMDs.
Mm-hmm.
So the new one called the PSP Go came out, and it has no UMD slot in it. You just download all the games.
Everything is downloaded.
It costs more
to download the game.
Well, no, the unit, it's $250. The PSP itself is $199.
Yeah.
Why is it going to cost more? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no UMD moving parts.
Well, okay, but there's no reason for it to cost
more.
There's a hard drive in it.
A prettier form factor.
I agree with that. I was thinking I might get one if it was like $150 instead of but $250 seems silly. Yeah. The Wii Vitality sensor, this is the little
lamest thing ever. Measures your pulse.
Pulse measuring thing. Like, okay, Virtual Boy.
Way to go.
DJ Hero, which people seem to like because
I think it looks pretty cool.
I thought so too, but there was a lot of iffiness on it.
What does that mean? Expound on that.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. Oh,
you
know.
To you, it's iffy.
Sure,
you can play guitar with it too.
You can. I saw
that makes it a two-player game. That's fun.
That was pretty neat. Project Natal, which is Microsoft's motion control thing.
Impressive display, but really, what is that going to translate to? It can actually see your fingers, I read.
Yes.
48 joints or 45 joints
there,
or something
there
like
was
that.
A cool demonstration where...
I don't want to jump around like a maniac in every game.
Someone moved out of the way, and a girl, like a dude was there, and his avatar was... And then a girl who also had an avatar on it, on the Xbox, then walked in next to him, and it recognized who she was. So, I mean, if you gain 50 pounds over a short period of time, I don't know what it'll do. It'll probably think you're the wrong thing.
We're looking at you, Al.
It showed her avatar. Like, it was able to recognize this is her, and so that was kind of...
It's got some very impressive things. I think that price is going to be a huge issue with that because, that technology is expensive, and then how do you apply that to games?
Exactly.
And
I still think the Wii struggles with it.
It does.
And it's very gimmicky in a lot of ways.
The thing is, games require button pushing.
It requires
that's the problem.
Very minute things, and it's hard to do that.
You know, like if you have to run somewhere, how do you control that?
Right.
Are you running to the TV? You run in place? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. So
also, most people's living rooms aren't gigantic where they can like dive around and stuff. All right, let's see. The Xbox getting live TV. They've signed a deal in the UK with Sky TV to provide some stuff, and that's going to be coming here to America too. So that's TV over the internet. Better Netflix integration for anyone that uses that. They should get Hulu. Facebook and Twitter coming to the Xbox. I don't really know why, but
and just more social stuff.
It's because that's what's hot.
Okay. And the PlayStation 3 also is having a motion thing. But again,
that was kind of cool too, how they used it.
But you know what? A lot of people were like kind of dumping on the Wii because theirs is going to be the lowest end, their new Motion Plus. But you know what? Theirs comes out in a couple months.
Yeah, it's out now.
Okay.
It's out today.
Whereas the PlayStation 3 and Xbox ones are both at least a year away. They said spring 2010 for the PlayStation 3 one. I don't know if they gave a date for Project Natal.
No.
Sometime over the summer, I think.
Okay. For this summer?
No, next summer.
Next summer. Okay.
2010.
So, you know, like, yeah. The one that's out now is going to be the most lackluster one. But yeah, it's out now, and it's already on the console that most people own. So, also, this kind of went under the radar, but you can download full games for the 360 now. Not all games, but they have full games that not just, you know, like Xbox Live Arcade.
The real
stuff.
Game, you can get it if you have that big hard drive.
Yeah, which is kind of neat.
I think, and what the other thing that you didn't bring up that they talked a lot about was the longevity of the consoles.
10 years. Yeah.
Now they're kind of realizing that you can't pop something out every 5 years, especially in this economy.
No.
So that the good thing about that is that these things are pretty powerful. You know, Wii is kind of an exception to that. But
even Miyamoto said that he could have made I think it was Mario Galaxy, one of the Mario games. He said that it could have been made better had the Wii been more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy designing, you know, the big Nintendo franchises.
I think what hopefully this will lead to for these companies is a cheaper price point.
Sure.
And
it's nice to know, like, now if you own one but you want the other one, you know you've got another 6 years. So, you know, you can get wait one it out and not have bit. To worry yeah. about it. Or yeah, or get or one wait it out. Two more years. Or wait 6 years. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Jerk.
Right.
Is that news right there?
Yeah.
Adam, way to go. I think he really livened it up. Jared, nice sound effects.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for cooperating and talking in that one.
That's it's almost like he's here.
Yeah. Right.
But he isn't. Jared.
Yeah.
Next segment, it's reviews. This is fascinating because we've got two movie reviews. Adam has not seen either of them, so Jared and I really get to bring it home.
I don't see movies
anymore.
We're
at a street fair.
I love that I'm reading these, considering I haven't seen them. All right, so first we're reviewing Up. Up is the 10th computer animated film produced by Pixar Animation Studios. On a side note, if you go to IMDb's top 250 movies of all time, already number 9.
Wow.
So, whatever.
Very impressive.
They need to adjust that for inflation.
Uh-huh. This... No. Oh, you're making a joke.
I liked it. I give you 7 out of 10 on
I
that
meant voting-wise, by the way, not income-wise. Yeah. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. This is director Pete Docter's... who also did Monsters, Inc. It's his second film and features the voices of Ed Asner, Christopher Plummer, Bob Peterson, and Jordan Najai. So what's it all about? By tying thousands of balloons to his home, 78-year-old Carl Fredrickson sets out to fulfill his lifelong dream to see the wilds of South America. It's a weird dream. Right after lifting off, however, he learns he isn't alone on his journey, since Russell, a wilderness explorer 70 years his junior, has inadvertently become a stowaway on the trip. Our clip features Cranky Carl, Spunky Russell, and one of the inhabitants of the South American jungle, Doug. A talking dog?
We have your dog!
Whoa.
Wonder who he belongs to.
Sit, boy. Hey, look, he's trained. Shake. Uh-huh. Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
Bruh!
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel! My master is good and smart.
It's not possible.
Oh, it is, because my master is smart.
Cool. What do these do, boy?
Hey, would you cut that cradle contigo? I use that collar. What? Hashiwa, Hanashima. To talk with, I would be happy if you stop.
Up opened May 29th in theaters across the country. If you choose, you can also check it out in 3D, just like it's 1959.
Whoa!
Now on to the review.
Jared.
What do you want me to say? It's a good film.
You love it?
I mean, the animation just gets better and better with every film that they release. The detail is there. There were times, you know, you look at some of the animals and they almost look real because of the ability to render the fur is just impressive. I thought some of the lighting effects were great because you got a lot of scenes where light was filtering through balloons and it was casting colors on things.
Yeah, they did that a lot. That was really impressive.
Yeah, so visually, it was just, you know, just gets better and better and everything you expect from Pixar. The story was great. I thought it was sentimental. There was actually a couple of moments there where I was a little choked up with sentimentality.
Translation, crying like a baby.
I was not crying like a baby.
How do you answer the claims that this is NAMBLA funding this movie?
I never got the impression that that the old man was interested in the young boy in any sexual way.
Okay. Never.
I just made that
he
up,
became
so.
Okay. He became somewhat of a father figure because the boy has daddy issues.
Because
his dad is an absentee father, essentially. So, but I don't know. I mean, it was just I wouldn't say it's the perfect film, but I think I may have liked it a bit more than WALL-E. As some people are going to cry over that because everyone loved WALL-E so very much. It was just a solid film overall and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a formula that Pixar deals with, and you know, it's kind of that the underdog learning, you know, I don't know what it is, but kind of the standard Pixar formula where they go for that sentimentality and life lesson learning sort of thing. And this movie definitely had it. But the thing is they always execute it so perfectly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter that they're doing the same thing over and over again. And this one was, you know, a little bit different because you've got the main focus being the older guy, and you don't often get that side of things. So I thought that was very impressive. I like the dogs. You know, we heard the clip of Doug the dog, but there's a lot more dog action in this. And I think that they could have their
no
own...
No dog on dog action.
No, they could have their own movie, action. Adam. That's how funny the dogs
were. A spinoff.
The only thing that I found, and this brought my review score down a little bit, was sort of that hacked, cliched villain thing. It's like that kind of came out of nowhere, and I'm not going to give it away, but you know, they have to have a big set piece, action set piece at the end, and it's based around this villain that they encounter, and it seemed a little bit rushed and a little bit not as organic as everything else in the story.
We kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, the guy was nuts for no reason.
Gotta sell action figures.
Gotta sell action figures.
Where does it rank? Top three Pixar movies.
Does it rank in the top three Pixar movies? No, but it's close.
What are your top three Pixar movies?
Probably Toy Story 2 is up there. What else? What am I missing?
Finding Nemo.
I think Finding Nemo goes pretty high.
I think I might put it in my top three.
Liked WALL-E and Monsters, Inc. quite a bit. I'm not going to get into my connection to Pete Docter, the director, other than I went to school with his sister. And I've been in Pete Docter's childhood home.
Did you play Doctor with Pete Docter's
I did not.
Sister?
I've never met the guy, but he was even a legend. We graduated from the same high school, had a lot of the same teachers. He was a legend even back then in the early 90s.
So. Do you ever go back to school and they compare you to him? And it's
you know, it's funny.
Fun.
They don't really. They
Shane,
don't
you
really,
know Pete Docter.
They don't really talk about him. But, you know, we have two famous people from my high school, the guy that invented rollerblades and Pete Docter, super director.
Well, wow. Prince went to my high school, Shane.
Did he really?
No.
Darn.
I don't have any of those.
He doesn't have that. So, Jared, let's give this thing a score and keep moving on, shall we?
Sure.
The Scope score is 3.5 stars.
So pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good. I think pretty equivalent to the WALL-E review we gave 1 year ago.
Except I got to talk during that.
You did. Here's our second movie, Adam.
Yes, we're also reviewing The Hangover. It's the much-anticipated gross-out, I guess, maybe R-rated. Let's call it that. R-rated comedy. It's directed by Todd Phillips, who's also directed Road Trip, Old School, and Starsky and Hutch. The main plot follows four friends who travel to Las Vegas for a bachelor party, only to wake up the next morning not remembering a thing and missing the groom, whose wedding is to occur mere hours away. The film stars Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, Zach Galifianakis, Justin Bartha, and Heather Graham. Hilarity ensues as the three groomsmen race around Las Vegas, trying to put together the events of the prior evening in the hopes of finding Doug, not the dog from the previous one, by the way.
Oh, that would have been awesome,
this
though.
Is the groom.
He doesn't need a collar to talk.
Our only clip from the movie features
it's only an accessory for him.
The boys returning to their hotel room, only to discover Mike Tyson listening to a Phil Collins tune?
Nice.
Did we leave the musical?
Hey! Shh! Don't make any sudden movements.
Ah, what? Ah! Who the hell are you?
Oh, who the hell are you?
Quiet, quiet.
Mike Tyson?
Shh! This is my favorite part coming up right now. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no. Hey, clothesline, guys.
But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
One more time, guys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
He still got it.
The Hangover can be... It's out now.
It is out now.
Yeah. Go see it.
Brand new. Jared, you know, you started the last movie. Yeah, we'll go with you first again.
I was intrigued by this movie when I first saw who the cast was. I like Zach Galifianakis. I like Ed Helms. I like the other guy. I can never remember his name. Bradley Cooper, is that it?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper.
So I wanted to see it. For me, I don't think the film succeeded in that it didn't push the comedy as far as it probably should have gone. Every time you're in a situation where you think there's going to be some really, really hilarious result, it's not quite as funny as you think it would be.
It's a little quieter.
Yeah.
Maybe not even there. You know, times that they could go for the joke and there's no joke to be had.
And I think part of the problem is because most of the zaniness happened the night before and they don't remember it.
Yeah.
I thought the setup as far as why they don't remember was a little weak.
Yeah, I agree.
And once we got to it, you know, I didn't really like Bradley Cooper's character. He was pretty douchey throughout most of it, and I really was kind of turned off by that. However, I enjoyed Zach Galifianakis an awful lot.
Completely stole the movie. If he wouldn't have been in that movie, I think it would have been different film in a bad way.
And honestly, I don't think a lot of audience members who appreciated what he offered, because he had so many little throwaway lines that were just...
A great beard.
They were
that's
just gold. Well, and I just read his quote in Entertainment Weekly that I just got today. He hasn't shaved in 3 years, and because if he shaves, he looks like a fat Jodie Foster.
Yikes.
And I looked at him, I'm like, yep, he's
Good
a fat Jodie Foster.
Yeah, the thing about this movie is that it doesn't necessarily go for the broad joke. I mean, here and there it does, but there's a lot of quiet little lines that... I don't know if they weren't funny or if the audience didn't get it. I don't really know for sure, but it just seemed to get lost in the big picture of all. Yeah.
And there were just kind of some lulls in the story that you know.
Great cast. I mean, I think everyone was perfectly cast. The idea is funny. The execution, while not funny, I think is well done. But I think that script needed a little bit more punching up.
Best part of the end is the end credits.
Yeah, the end credits. If the movie would have been as funny as the end credits, I think it would have been, you know, right up there, top 10 comedies of the last 10 years. But unfortunately, the movie overall just doesn't hold up to that.
What's the best comedy you guys have seen this year that you can remember? Have you seen I Love You, Man?
No.
No.
Okay. That's mine. I was hoping this would trump that.
Yeah. Oh, you're a big Zach fan, aren't you? So
Zach?
Yeah, Galifianakis.
He has a great impression of the forgetful vegetarian, where he goes, and I'm going to do a terrible impression, but he goes, oh, sweet, pepperoni pizza. And takes a bite. Fuck! He forgot. He's forgetful.
Nice.
He is good.
So let's give this thing a score, Jared.
The Scope score is 2 stars.
So what we're saying is, if you see one movie between the two of these, it should probably be Pixar's Up.
The baby movie.
The baby movie.
The baby movie. So it's an average comedy.
Yeah,
I think it has its moments.
It really is average.
Yeah.
It really is average.
I saw Role Models on DVD the night before, and I enjoyed that.
Role Models is a fantastic movie.
Can't wait to see that.
David Wayne, great at everything. You know the story behind In the Air Tonight, the whole story behind it, where it's about Phil Collins, like, saw a lifeguard let someone drown and everything like that.
Which isn't true.
Of course it's not true. Like, what a weird idea. Like, he saw this happen, so he wrote a song about it.
Yeah, and made millions off of it.
Right.
Way to go.
That's how he expressed himself.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Has the economy slowed things down, Adam? In terms of what's coming out there?
This page is full.
It's full, Jared.
So I guess not.
Suck it, economy.
All right, music. June 9th, the Black Eyed Peas come out with a new album.
I don't know if I care. I don't like their new single.
Boom, boom.
Wait. Linda Carter has an album?
She does.
Like the Linda Carter?
Wonder Woman?
The Wonder Woman, yes.
Wow.
An album. I put that in there for you, Adam.
Thanks.
Great cans.
It would have been great if that coincided with the Wonder Woman movie that's not coming out anymore, but... You know, all right.
They missed their window.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't coordinate it.
Iron Maiden has a new album. It's a live album.
Meh.
Flight 666. Maybe not the best time to releasing an album named.
Ooh. Yeah. Who knew that it would match up that
be
way?
Worse, only thing would be worse to be call your band Air France.
Yes. Kasabian has a new album coming out, so I'll be obtaining that.
Is he related to Chameleon Air?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. Lil Wayne. New album's coming out, Rebirth. This is the one that's more rock-oriented, but the early reviews or previews I saw said that it's not as good as his most recent album. That guy does nothing but work, by the way.
I love Adam is a multitasker.
He's reading, he's checking messages. This guy's the real deal.
Talk about Lil Wayne.
Quick hit, Jared.
Sonic Youth has an album that's coming out, and the review I read in Rolling Stone said it's like their most... accessible.
Wow, then that might be worth checking
out. And they got like 4 out of 5 stars or however they do their things there. I've never liked Sonic Youth. I've never found them accessible.
Like 2 songs maybe.
And I've always been like, I felt not like a good enough music nerd.
And it's probably too late in the game to care now.
Yeah, exactly. June 16th, the Jonas Brothers. So sweet, yes. And Spinal Tap, really. Back from the Dead.
Yep.
A somewhat funny Jonas Brother reference in The Hangover, by the way.
But their new album is it re-recordings of their old songs?
Yeah, I don't know what it is for
it's
sure.
It's like, but if it was a bunch of new stuff, I'd be more interested, but...
Would you?
Sure.
Okay. Of who?
Of Spinal Tap.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Jonas
Brothers.
No,
I'm talking about Spinal Tap.
Come on, pay attention.
I'm not that excited about that.
But I looked at the, because you can stream it off of one of the sites, I forget which one, and it's all songs I know, you know, Big Bottoms and...
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
All right, movies. Coming this Friday, June 12th, Imagine That, the Eddie Murphy movie, which the preview makes no sense to me, like...
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't look like what he's imagining anything.
Yeah, what's going on in this? I don't know.
And the Taking of Pelham 123, not 123, Taking of Pelham 123, which is Denzel Washington versus John Travolta.
Remake.
A week of movies that I will not need to go to the theater, thank goodness.
Since when are you guys all movie seers again?
I don't know. It just happened. I don't know.
Are you leaving the kid at home? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, she's been with grandma, and then Carrie and I will do a split shift. So Jared and I will go in the morning.
That's
then.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Your phone's ringing.
Your vibrator.
It's just vibrating. The following Friday, June 19th, year one, the Michael Cera.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Yeah,
now,
I
that's
do too.
Strange, but interesting.
Yeah. The Proposal, which looks just terrible.
Yeah, no thanks.
Skip
and
it.
And Whatever Works, which I know I've heard of, but I have no
idea.
Yeah,
those last two I'm sort of hazy on. But
The Proposal is the one with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Sexy Ryan Reynolds.
Who cares?
Ryan Reynolds I like. I think he's a funny guy, but...
He's one of those guys that when he first came on the scene, I said, this guy is a flash in the pan.
He first came on the scene like 20 years ago in 15, by the way, as the drummer for the band of the Canadian 90210 15 that used to be on Nickelodeon.
Ah, oh, so I'm thinking of him in Two Guys in a Pizza Place or
yes.
In a Girl or whatever.
Two Guys in a Girl, yes.
Yep. Is he heir to the Reynolds rap fortune?
Of
yes,
course.
Of course.
Okay.
Saran Rap.
DVD, too. June 9th, this coming Tuesday, Gran Torino and The Shield, Sweet. Season 7.
Gran Torino, I'll rent.
It's actually Gran, not Grand.
Oh, sorry. I just like
that. It's not a Pillsbury biscuit there.
Exactly. June 16th, Burn Notice Season 2, which is weird timing because I think Burn Notice Season 3 already started.
Just started.
Yeah. Okay. Family Guy Volume 7 and Transformers Season 1. They're re-releasing?
Yeah, they're a long time ago, Rhino did it.
Yeah,
and,
I have that.
Yeah, well, this is remastered. All the right stuff that's supposed to be with it. Rhino used different tapes, so this is a legitimate
okay,
release.
Okay, because on mine, I find it really annoying because Starscream and the other Jet, who's the exact same as Starscream, just different colors, there's at least four scenes that I've seen where they have the exact same, the bluish color instead of the orange color.
What happened was in those Rhino releases that they used... some master tape, not masturbate, a master tape that
masticate
that was not played on TV, and then the TV version changed things.
Oh.
So to get the better picture, they use this stuff that has all
this
animation.
Cool cubes going to be in this, or you know, the cube like flies around the screen.
I don't know. We'll have to see. But
it's terrible. They redid that.
Yeah, this this will be what you saw when you were a kid on TV.
All right.
Will you be getting the individual sets, or are you going
to? I will get the individual sets.
You're not going to buy the big box set.
No,
okay. Neither am I. I just. Yeah.
It's cheaper to get it separately, and okay. You're not gaining that much.
I don't really care about, you know, all the extra stuff.
I'm getting neither.
For me it's one of those things I can easily display it on the shelf if I get it separately.
Yeah. I don't
And
need...
they're doing G.I. Joe too at the same time, so that'll be coming.
That I would maybe consider pirating.
G.I. Joe
video games. We've
Go
got
ahead.
A lot of video
yeah,
games.
A lot of them
are like big ones. So we've got Prototype. I don't know what that is. Rock Band Unplugged. That's the PSP Rock Band. Mm-hmm. Is that going to do the same sort of thing that the DS
no,
did?
No, it's you actually play between different instruments.
Okay.
You go like, you switch between different stuff. Yep.
You press buttons
yep.
on the...
It's all button presses. Buttons and presses.
Virtua Tennis 2009, which I'm really excited for, and I hope it's good, because Virtua Tennis for the Dreamcast was my favorite tennis
game. That was
awesome.
We used to play that all the time.
So if the Wii one of this... And the Wii one is going to take advantage of motion...
There's two tennis games coming out that use that right away.
And one of them's bundled with. Is it Virtua Tennis that it's bundled with?
I don't know for sure.
So that might get me to get it. Grand Slam Tennis is the other one, which you have on here.
That's the EA that has the famous athletes.
And it's Tiger Woods PGA Tour that has the bundle with the Motion Plus.
I think in Europe you get the... bundle if you, but not here.
I'll fly to Europe and get the bundle and come back. Nice. So Tiger Woods PGA
Perfect.
Tour
Bring
10 also comes out for all systems, including the PS2. Indiana Jones
Still
and the Staff of Kings comes out for the underpowered consoles, which be the Wii, the PS2, the PSP, and the DS. It's probably a budget title. And Guitar Hero On Tour Modern Hits, so an expansion pack for the DS.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week... June 14th, Ghostbusters the video game, which is getting a lot of play.
Is that really going to come out in 2 weeks? I'm shocked.
It's on here. Guitar Hero Smash Hits. Is that just an expansion for the... Because it says 360.
What it is it's a bunch of songs from previous Guitar Hero games.
Okay.
So they went back in and are releasing them.
And updated them to the band format?
Updated it. And then if they were covers back in the day, they're now going to be the original versions. Okay. So
Might be worth it for some. I guess you'd have to see what it looks like.
You have
to
have the original game, though, right?
Now, how does...
I don't think you do.
Oh, okay.
How does Guitar Hero work differently than Rock Band? Like, can you... Because I know with Rock Band, you can kind of download
the
songs.
I don't think you can. That's the big flaw with Guitar Hero. You have to switch out discs. Not all the time, but I believe that's the case for certain...
Okay.
Whatever. Not as platformy as what Rock Band is.
Sure.
That's why we play Rock Band.
Yes. And Sushi Academy DS for the DS.
Very nice. Sushi.
Sweet.
So there it is, coming soon behind us, Jared.
It's no awesome. Cooking Mama, but
it is,
it's something.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Under the scope.
Jared.
Yeah, sure.
Do it. Your time to shine.
I always wish you'd do a little more talk up because you gotta wait for the music to get
okay.
to the
okay. I can just keep talking.
You know,
this is a part of the time of the show when we talk, do comments, Jared, when we wrap things up and make it happen.
I'm gonna kick it off with a voicemail from Luke Skeeshing.
Okay.
He has an interesting question and some comments on late night television.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, Scope people, this is Luke Ski calling in with comments. You guys were talking about the whole late night wars, you know, the, are people are going to watch Conan or are they going to watch Dave, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, back when it was, you know, Jay Leno first taking over and there was the whole Leno versus Dave thing, you know, I kind of figured, well, you know, back then it kind of really was one or the other for the most part, unless people really wanted to commit to, you know, setting their VCR every night. But nowadays with, you know, TiVos and dual tuners and all this other stuff, I really don't think it matters anymore. If people like Conan and they like Dave, they can just record both. And even if they also like The Daily Show and Colbert, they can always, you know, catch that on the next rerun because they show those like three times a day on Comedy Central. So I really don't think it's much of an issue anymore of, one person is the only person you can watch. Because anyone can pretty much watch anything they want at any time these days. So, I think Conan's doing a kick-ass job so far, and I still think Dave is awesome, and yeah.
So there you go. That's his commentary on late-night television. What do you think about that?
I don't know if people would actually DVR both.
Well,
or one
I think
of the
he really exaggerates people's commitment, you know, not us, but normal people's commitment to television.
To lock yourself in every night an hour. Right?
Yeah,
and here's the other problem too: is that while it is possible to record all of those shows and watch them whenever you want, the networks don't care. All what they're still primarily interested in is that live viewing because
that immediate.
Not only do they get the immediate results, but that's when people are most likely to have seen the ads. And that's what they care about, the ads. People who DVR stuff usually don't watch the ads.
That's
people
right.
who watch, you know, stuff on the internet don't watch the ads. So it's like, if you're not watching that live, they don't care.
That's right.
So,
and how is Conan doing? I think he's doing a great job. Adam and I were talking about it. This is kind of a bummer
Killed it the first night.
Yeah.
Killed it. 9.3.
It's a bummer for me because...
Is that modified for difficulty?
Yes.
It is. When Leno was doing this, it was an easy call.
Right.
Yeah, it's always Letterman. I mean, Letterman is my Johnny Carson, even though I grew up with Johnny Carson, too. But Letterman is the gold standard. But Conan brings in his weird freshness that, is admirable. And I think that Conan's going to give Dave a run for the money. Actually, I don't think Dave's going to beat him in the ratings. I think that the Tonight Show juggernaut will push on.
We talked about it before. Yep. They have much better lead-in anyway. Yep. Their news are always higher rated.
Jimmy Fallon's show, by the way, I don't like, and I like Craig Ferguson way better. Okay. Way better.
My bigger problem is I watch Colbert, and I want to watch Colbert the night of, and that's become
10 p.m., right? Or is that what time? It's 10:30?
10:30 here.
Here.
I'm Central time. Oftentimes, in the East time zone. So that's my only issue. But, I mean, I am a person that will say, oh, okay, well, I can watch it tomorrow at 6:30 or 7:30 p.m.
Time shifted.
I watch no late night TV. I watch Daily Show and Colbert, but I watch it time shifted to the next day.
Nice. So. What else we got, Jared?
We've got comments on the blog. Phil Squanta writes in and says, a science-related correction. You can, in fact, hit airwaves. Air is quite corporeal. And you can certainly punch it now. I know that you meant EM, electromagnetic waves, but those too can be affected, albeit weakly, by any change in electric field. Since human bodies contain electromagnetic potentials, fist pumping or whatever form of hitting you prefer will actually have an effect on airwaves via the standard EM equations, Maxwell's laws, etc. I may have just answered my own Ask Tony question, why did I not have any friends in high school?
Anyone want to guess what Adam's degree in college was from?
Interpretive dance.
Journalism.
Wow. Very nice.
No.
Excellent.
It was whatever.
Electrical engineering or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
EE. Yeah.
That was thank you for correcting us. We always like it when we're put in our place, scientifically speaking.
Happens to me all the time anyway, so I'm used to it.
Indeed. Mike writes in and says, another great show.
Yep.
Molly always makes the show better with her sweet and sexy voice. But her voice is no match for Shane's hypnotic sound.
Exactly.
Can't wait for the next episode. Seeing your podcast waiting on my iPod is one of my favorite things. What if Shane was actually sitting on your iPod? Would that make it the best?
I'm not that heavy. By the way, this guy...
You're saying you could sit on the iPod, though.
I could. That guy gets it. I mean, if there's a fan that gets it, that guy gets it, everybody.
Mike.
You need to be like Mike.
Be like Mike.
He gets it, Adam.
Cool.
He knows, hey, Mike, he knows how good we are.
He's like the life serial kid.
Yes.
You know, if you want to be like Mike, you can write in a comment about Adam's sweet and sexy voice at comments@thescopeshow.com.
That'll never happen. Yeah.
Call into the voicemail like so expertly demonstrated by both John Norton and Luke Ski.
Thank you, gentlemen.
At 646-495-9201, extension 70055. Is Adam actually leaving? What's
going on? I don't know. He's up and wandering around.
He's doing his post-show stretches already.
Thought we had another guest.
You can join our Facebook page over at the Facebook or click on the link on our website. And I'm also going to start promoting the Scope Show Twitter account. All three of us can post stuff to there. I don't think Adam has yet.
Yeah, but only two of us will. Only Jared will do it successfully because I'm no good at technology.
And you can always log in and do it directly at the account chain.
Okay, thank you.
And I think we're going to start doing some new stuff, like maybe doing some really short form reviews of stuff that doesn't make it on the show. Do that via Twitter. So there'll be some exclusive content there for you kids to enjoy.
Nude pics.
Of course, of Adam.
No new iTunes reviews, no new donations. We're still running on our own funds.
We're doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
So a couple programming notes. First of all, thanks to Al for being here. I want to just put that shout out there again for all of our listeners to send in your favorite song moments. You know how to do it. Send the song, the bit of the song, and a little bit of description why.
Don't send the file itself. Just send the name of the song.
We will take care of that business. Don't you worry. And programming note for the next show, Jared. People have been demanding that we do a game show.
Okay.
And so I have been thinking about this, and the next show, so get your gear on, Jared, is going to be the Match Game. We're bringing the Match Game back.
Okay.
I think I love that game, and we're going to do Nerd Match Game. It's going to be great.
Sweet.
So we need two players.
Okay.
So let's be thinking about
that. And we're the panel, right?
We are the panel.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else?
The scope blank. That's going to be one of the questions.
Okay.
Nothing else for me.
Okay.
Episode 74 is behind us, so...
I just made a decision because I was
texting. Very nice. We'll see you next time on The Scope.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing...
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying,
Buenos dias.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.